Thanks a lot for joining me. I'm Eric Carpenter, and this is News Unbroken. I want to take a look for just a few minutes today about the downfall of the Silicon Valley Bank, the other banks that are facing a lot of scrutiny right now, and how this whole Ponzi scheme could unravel very quickly. You want to sit down and watch the movie, the Christmas movie, It's a Wonderful Life, The Run on the Bank. We better put Mama Dollar Bill and Papa Dollar Bill in that drawer and hope that the teller drawer opens and has more than $2 left in it. Starting off this week, things weren't good. Monday morning, trading in shares of a lot of banks were halted as panic was spreading following the failure of the Silicon Valley Bank. A lot of the banks, Western Alliance, their common stock was down 47%. Several times during the day Monday, trading on their stock had to be stopped. PacWest Bancorp was halted, resumed several times, their stock down 21%. Metropolitan Bank Holding, their stock down 44%. Again, their trading had been stopped several times. KeyCorp, their common stock, it was halted at 10:31 and then resumed and then was halted again at 10:33 and resumed later in the day, their stock down 27%. Overall, a whole lot of banks, the stock was down a lot, and the FDIC and the federal government, even though each account is insured for $250,000, the Silicon Bank, the government says all of the deposits will be covered. Well, that is going to tax the FDIC right to the max in covering that money. Now, if you listen to the president, he says there's not going to be any taxpayer bailout. But, on the other hand, we're telling the FDIC to cover all the deposits way, way beyond the $250,000 guarantee, some $9 million accounts that are going to be paid. And the FDIC is simply going to put an additional fee onto the remaining banks. Well, you know where that money's going to come from. If the FDIC puts out this huge amount of money and they simply pass that on to all of the other banks, you know you're going to be paying for it, either in reduced interest or additional fees. You can expect fees for banks. They are going to be skyrocketing. The Federal Reserve's involvement in the failure of Silicon Valley Bank, not puzzling at all. Interest rates had been low, low, low for years. And then we start raising rates, and the bank had commitments out at the really low rate. And so the bank collapse was no big surprise. One of the primary banks that is being watched right now, a bank that I do have done in the past, still do some business with them, but is Alliance Bank out of Arizona. They now topping the list of banks in potential failure. About 3 weeks ago, I got word that I should be realigning some money and make sure all of my accounts with Alliance were at the $250,000 or below level. And we got most of the money that we had with Alliance down under the FDIC limit now. I've got still a couple things to take care of with them, but we had noticed, it was almost 3 weeks ago, from people that take care of a lot of the money, saying, let's get the money out of Alliance, let's get it to other banks, let's keep it down to that 250 level. The Fed printed money. The government was spending like a drunk sailor. Then we have inflation. Then the Fed starts raising interest rates, and they wonder why banks are struggling. A lot of this reminding me back of 2008, kind of when J.P. Morgan Chase was able to steal Washington Mutual. We look back, and actually the last few years, very, very few bank failures. The two failures that came over this last weekend, and there were no bank failures in 2022, no bank failures in 2021. There were four in 2020, but that's nothing compared to back, you go back to 2012, there were 51 failures. You go back just a little bit closer to the big collapse in 2008. In 2009, there were 140 bank failures. 2010, 157 bank failures. So we've gone through a period here, really, where there have been, you know, typically a few bank failures every year, but we've gone through a period with no banks being closed. So having these two, although they are two very big banks that have failed, gonna really stretch the FDIC to cover all that money. And you can expect the FDIC rates to all of the member banks to go up really significantly. Is your money safe? Well, if you have full faith in the United States government, your money is safe. Up to $250,000 in each account type in an FDIC bank. PNC Financial Services Group, they are maybe positioning themselves kind of like J.P. Morgan Chase did to pick up the bones of some banks, although they are still denying that, they're not denying, they're just staying tight-lipped. Not commenting, and if they've been in negotiations over this weekend to take over the Silicon Valley Bank assets. But Signature Bank Sunday, the Silicon Valley Bank that basically got shut down by California on Friday, the Signature Bank, the former CEO of Fifth Third Bancorp, has been appointed CEO now. The government says the no big golden parachutes for the executives at these failed banks. So you can expect really tight lips from the banks. The big run on money for Silicon and Signature Bank came when their top officials said they were going to have to go raise money. Well, that put a little nervous over some of their big depositors, and of course, a lot of this revolves around also the crypto that has really tanked and caused part of the bank run. So bank shares all over the world, Asia, Europe, they're all slumping following the collapse of our two banks. And for the banks to continue, it is going to take faith and confidence. Faith and confidence may be people shifting some of their assets to hard currency, and that hard currency could well be in silver and gold. The paper money that has no backing may be okay. But if you see a big run on the banks, about all that you'll have left to bargain with is if you have some hard currency, and that's hard gold and silver. So I just wanted to have you think about those things today. There's no big solutions yet, and so far there's only the two big banks that have been closed by the government. But I would not be surprised at all if we saw several others fall here in the next week or two. I'm Eric Carpenter. Do appreciate your listening in. This is News Unbroken.